Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Emergency Call. I'm Amanda.
I'm Michelle. Welcome back.
Good afternoon. Good night.
I don't know what I'm saying. I feel like we should be saying good night. It's so late.
Good night. It's like 10 o'clock at night right now. Let's set the scene. We just got back from getting frozen yogurt for dinner.
Which was my idea.
Her idea.
Frozen yogurt for dinner.
And now it is 10:07 p.m., I've been up since 6:30 in the morning, and I think I'm starting to, like, sweat.
My God.
But, yeah. We walked around Jersey City for the first time. Well, I've never walked around. Have you ever?
No.
So we walked around Jersey City, well, one street, for the first time. It was so cute. So.
A lot of restaurants and bars. But there's this Dole Whip ice cream that I only have gotten in Disney World, and they have it here, and it makes me really happy.
Yeah, it was very good. Well, I got cake batter frozen yogurt, and it says that there's no dairy in it, but I don't feel too hot, so I think that they were lying to us, but it's fine.
It does say dairy-free.
It says dairy-free.
Well, maybe there's something else in it that bothered you.
I feel like I'm gonna shit myself.
It's really good, though.
Yeah, it is great. Anyway, it's been a while since we've recorded
an episode. Like 2 weeks?
It's been like 2 weeks, yeah. I feel like a million things have happened. I don't know what, but I just feel like I've literally done like a million things.
Well, we recorded 2 episodes before the week before you went away.
Yeah. Are you good?
I'm tired. So.
Are you good? You look scary to me.
The second I sat down, I'm like, I could just go to bed, but whatever. Anyway, but then you went away.
Yeah, so I went to Arizona for a long weekend. To visit my friend Avery, and I went with Anna and our friend Logan, who lives in LA. And we all met when we were all living in LA. So it was a little reunion, and Avery moved to Scottsdale, Arizona after both of our years in LA. So yeah, stayed with her and her boyfriend, and it was so fun. I love Scottsdale. It looks like a lot of fun. It's so fun.
And where she lives, is it like all restaurants and bars around?
Literally.
She's in Scottsdale?
Yeah, she's like in the heart. Like, literally, we just walk to like all the clubs. It's really dangerous.
That's great. I've been to Scottsdale like years ago. I loved it there.
Yeah, it's just so fun. Like, I feel like every time I go somewhere, I like picture myself living there. Like, that's just how I am. Like, I'm like, literally after Amsterdam, I was like, I could live here. But I will say, I don't think I could live in Scottsdale, but I love it. Like, I love going to visit, but I couldn't see myself living there.
Why?
I don't know. It's kind of crazy because I feel like I could see myself living everywhere.
Do you not like the desert?
No, I love the desert. Mm-hmm. I do love the beach more, though. So I think that I'm a beach girl at heart. I need to be by water. But also, I think that it is really fucking hot. It's like almost too hot for me. It feels like you're in a toaster oven. And I don't love like the party vibe. Like, it kind of feels very like LA to me almost.
But there's so much more to Arizona than Scottsdale.
No, I know. I know.
That really is so pretty.
I want to go for like longer and like drive.
Go to
like
Sedona.
Yeah. But I've only ever seen Scottsdale. So that's all I know. But I just think it's too hot for me to live there. It's like,
I mean, it is hot this time of year for sure.
Yeah.
It is a really pretty state though. So if you have never been.
No, the West Coast is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just a beautiful place. It's like another world.
I love it there. I love Arizona.
Yeah. And Avery's apartment's so nice. Like, the views from her apartment, it's crazy because, like, I mean, I guess since she's splitting with Tyler, it's like you can get a nicer place. I guess the same goes for here. But, like, what you get for your money, like, in other places is so crazy compared to, like, New York.
I'm sure, yeah. Arizona, I'm sure, has gotten higher over the years because it's become so popular. But it's definitely more affordable.
I mean, you just get, like, such a beautiful place for, like, the same price that you'd pay for a shoebox in Manhattan.
But the thing is, so like, crazy. If you didn't live in the hardest, like, in Scottsdale and you lived, like, in the outer skirts, it's even cheaper.
No, I know.
So it's crazy.
I just think it's so insane, like, how expensive, like, New York is.
You probably
like
could go there and buy a house.
Yeah, the houses there are really pretty.
Are you kidding?
You're getting a call.
Yeah, I told him I'd call him back.
Anyways, so
I'll put him on Do Not Disturb.
Whatever. He'll give up.
No, he won't.
So what's new in your life since we last recorded?
Well, I went to the beach for a few days that weekend with with a bunch of friends. So that was a good time.
Mm-hmm. We both had some girl time the same weekend.
Hopefully. Yeah. It was so much fun. We had so much laughs. And stuff. Like, I haven't seen the beach, though, because every weekend or every time I attempt, it rains. So, like, this is the palest I've ever been. I'm okay, kind of okay with it, minus my legs. Because, like, when I put shorts on, I'm like, it doesn't even look like it's summer.
Would you ever try to self-tan? Are you, like, anti-self-tan? I feel like you are.
I just feel like sometimes I could tell people are a little orange.
Well, maybe they're just not good at self-tanning. Because have you ever looked at me and been like,
your no, self-tan looks but I like definitely shit? Have seen it on other people. And I'm like, I don't want that. But I'm okay with it. Like, I'm going to go away with dad for a few days. Hopefully it's nice. Every time I have off, it literally isn't that nice out.
Someone's just against you.
Maybe just, like, someone just wants to save my skin. Maybe. And that's fine. Hey, like, maybe. I'm actually not, you know, like, what? I'm not, like, mad about it.
I've been really concerned. So I've had this, like...
Oh, we have to make you an appointment.
Listen, I've had this green dot on my arm for years now, and I, like, am so scared that it's skin cancer. And now it's, like, a bump. Like, now it got, like, a lump. Like, a little lump.
What?
Like, wait, hold on. It's raised. Like, it used to be flat, and now it's raised.
Oh, that... you shit.
And it's green.
I'm going to have dad text the lady tomorrow. He knows somebody there.
Super concerning. Considering the fact that in high school I was addicted to tanning beds, probably should be acting on that.
Yeah, that's not good. Okay.
Yeah, so we'll keep you guys posted on my
growth.
But yeah, no, maybe someone's trying to save you.
I don't know. I'm all just fine with it.
Yeah, I'm going to the beach tomorrow. And I have a little beach day on the Jersey Shore.
Other than that, I haven't really had anything exciting happen. I mean, we had 4th of July weekend. Yeah. And I went to a party for 4th of one of the days.
You've just been a little social butterfly girl.
And then on 4th of July, we had Grandma and Grandpa over and Uncle Frankie. And you guys had a bunch of friends over. And that was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. Just chill. I mean,
I haven't really been. I've been just like, I feel like the summer's flying. Which is, like, once July 4th happens, I feel like the summer goes.
Just please don't say that, though.
It's pissing me off because I really, like, I can't wait to go away with dad. But at the same time, I'm like, I can't because then it's Olivia's wedding and then it's August. And
I actually do agree. Like, Olivia's wedding's in less than a month.
I know.
I'm like.
Crazy.
What? Like.
I know.
Yeah. I know. The summer is kind of going quick. And it's, I feel like I haven't even really done much. Like, summery things, and it's making me really upset. So me and my friends are trying to plan some fun summer activities.
Well,
we must. So we'll see if that what we can pull out of our sleeves, because I'm just sick of it. Like, I'm sick of not, like, can one of my friends, like, buy a boat or something?
A boat?
I don't know, that'd be so fun. Like, I want someone to buy a boat that I know.
Why don't you guys, like, rent, like, a hat, like, together, yeah. Like, a house for a weekend.
That's what we were just talking about.
Like, maybe at the beach or whatever, and just, like, all chip in and just go for, like, even if you went for a week.
Yeah.
I could come stay here.
I said that we should do Cape Cod. I think that would be so pretty. I really want to go.
Somewhere different.
Somewhere. I don't know. We're going to try.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like I literally, or just, like, I'm not
even if
doing
you just went to the Hamptons or wherever.
It's so expensive.
Or somewhere different then.
So expensive in the Hamptons. Yeah. Everything's so expensive. Can we also talk about that? Like, why is everything fucking so expensive? Like, I'm sick of this. Sick of this economy. Oh. Like, actually,
welcome to adult life.
No, it's so fucking it is disgusting expensive. And rude.
But if there's, like, a bunch of you to chip in, you guys should do something.
Boo. Oh my god, Boo. Ah!
No, Boo.
Boo, please, come here, down. She's really close to my computer, and if she messes up this audio, I'll literally lose my mind.
Go.
Okay, she's down. I almost just lost my marbles right there.
Boo, don't make me give you a bunch of kisses.
Oh my god. Love
that girl.
What else is going on? So,
I don't know what's going on in your life. Your life's way more exciting than mine.
I went on a first date before Arizona.
Yeah, how'd that go?
It was fun. That's all I'm going to say, because I don't like talking about boys, because whatever.
Yeah,
they, like, just don't really matter. And yeah. But it was fun. It was good. Like, I'd probably hang out with them again. But I haven't. And I went out of my hometown, which was really terrifying for everyone involved.
You had fun, though.
Yeah, I had fun, but it was still terrifying for everyone involved.
Oh, cool.
I went out with Rachel, and, like, all of our guy friends from high school went out and met us out. I want to tell this story.
About what? Do I know it?
I think I told you. Okay. So, okay, how can I tell? I feel like this dude would actually get mad, but I don't care because I, like, blocked him. So, he can't even tell me if he's mad. So, it's fine. Anyway.
So, oh, I know the story.
Wait,
I thought we don't want to talk about guys.
No, but this guy doesn't count.
Oh.
He doesn't count at all. Oh, my God. Okay. I don't even care if he, like, I feel like he, for some reason, I feel like he's going to listen to this.
Whatever.
And I feel like he's going to hear, I don't care. Like, don't be an asshole if you don't want me to talk about you. Like, whatever. Anyways, so there's this guy that I literally, like, I don't even know him. Like, I truly, I don't know this.
Yeah.
I don't know this man. I don't know who this man is. And he went to, well, I've known of him, like, growing up in my hometown because he is, like, a cute kid. Like,
I have no idea who he is, so.
Yeah, okay, whatever. We'll just take my word for it. He's, like, he was an attractive kid, like, I feel like, in high school growing up, but he went to a different high school. So I always, like, knew of him, but, like, whatever.
Okay.
And then he ended up going to school with one of my friends to college. So, yeah, that was really it. Like, they became like friends in school, and then I ended up meeting him one night, like over a year ago, at this bar that I went to the other night. So I met him there, and the night I met him, he like right away was like trying to talk to me, like flirting with me, kind of whatever, and I was just like, oh hey, whatever. But like my friend told me he was like crazy, so I was just like, haha, yeah, hi, whatever. And so yeah, I thought it was just like innocent flirting. Then I run into one of my other guy friends that I haven't seen in years. And so we're like catching up, whatever. And then that same boy comes back over to me.
This was this past
time? This is like over
the first time. Okay.
The first time I met him.
Okay.
He comes back over to me and he's like, why are you talking to another guy? Like got all like jealous. And like,
that should have been the biggest red flag.
Yeah, no, it was. Like I was like, what the fuck? I was like, you don't even know me, bro. Like,
bro,
why are you fucking trying to tell me who I can and can't talk to? You literally just met me 10 minutes ago.
Right.
Like, what is going on? So yeah, I was just like, this kid's crazy. And then he ended up like adding me on Snapchat, and then he would always just like Snapchat me, and like I'll answer, like honestly, whoever, like I don't care, like I'll be like friends, like
yeah,
I don't know, like whatever, like he's friends with my friend, like I don't think anything of it, like it's just like harmless like fucking Snapchat. I would answer him like sometimes. So yeah, he was really like drunk one night, and anytime he was drunk, he'd be like, can I come over? Can I come over? And I'd be like, no. And so one night he was like, what are you doing tonight? Like, I want to hang out. And I don't even think he was drunk actually. And I said to him, I was like, I'm getting dinner tonight with my family.
Okay.
And he was like, fuck you.
I remember that.
And I was
with
like,
you, yeah.
I was like, excuse me? And he was like, yeah, fuck you. And then he was like, he kept saying it. And then he, like, ended up, like, apologizing, and I was, like, I forget what I said, but we went back and forth, and he ended up being, like, actually, no, never mind, I take it back, actually, go fuck yourself, and I was, like, what?
Okay, so something's wrong.
Yeah, like, just because I did not, like, I couldn't hang out with him, and it was so weird, so I unadded him, because I was, like, you're a fucking asshole, like,
right.
You don't even know me, and you're, like, disrespecting me, so I unadded him. And so I go out this night, the other night, in my hometown, and I see him walk into the bar, and I'm like, oh, fucking, okay, here we go. I knew he was gonna say something, because he's just, like, that type, like, I knew it.
Wait, I want to see a picture of him after this.
I don't even follow him on Instagram.
Oh my gosh, I can't even.
Actually, I don't even think he has an Instagram. I knew he was gonna come up to me, which, honestly, he needed to say sorry to me, so, like, that was good. But,
oh, so,
yeah.
So he apologized?
Okay, yeah, so I'm with, like, all my guy friends and whatever, and I, like, tell everyone, I'm like, me and that kid have beef.
Like, oh, my God.
We have beef. Like, I hate him. And so he ends up coming over to me, and he was like, can we talk for a minute? I'm like, sure. And so he's, like, talking to me. He's, like, saying sorry, all this stuff, like, just going on and on. I'm like, I don't even know what he was saying. Like, honestly, I think I was tuning it out because it was just, like, a lot. And then mid apology, he looks at me and he goes, I'm in love with you.
No, you didn't tell me this part.
I don't know if I told you the story.
What
in
the hell?
He goes, I'm in love with you. Oh, you don't even know me. And then he was like, I know you well enough. I was like, no, you don't. You don't know me. He asked how Boo and Frankie were. I can't say if he's met them.
Was he drunk?
Yeah. And then I was
come
like,
come on,
okay,
there's got to be some picture of him floating around.
I'll try to find.
Yeah.
But then Rachel kept trying to save me, and it wasn't working, And then she ends up sending our friend Tony over. And Tony, like, puts his arm around me. He's like, yo, this is my girlfriend.
Oh, God.
I'm like, yeah, my boyfriend. So then me and Tony start, like, holding hands. And I walk away with Tony, and he was just like, no, she's not. No, whatever. He's, like, getting, like, all, like, whatever. Weird. And then...
he got defensive again?
No, he just knew that he was lying. Like, he knew right, that I was dating Tony. And then I'm, like, I go back with my guy friends and whatever. I'm, like, hanging out with them. And then he comes back. And I'm, like, a little flirty with one of my guy friends. Mm. So, like, he like, is kind of, like... Like, we're, like, flirty. Like, I think it's obvious to everyone else in the bar. Or everyone, whatever. Like, everyone was paying attention, but you know what I mean.
Everybody that was with you guys, yeah, maybe?
Like, it was obvious.
Right.
So he comes back over, and he's like, can I just say one more thing? I'm like, okay. So I go back, and I talk to him again. And he's like, it doesn't look like these are just your friends. I'm like, they are my friends. Like, leave me alone.
Right.
And then he's like... He was like, I think that it's just been a whole misunderstanding with us. Like, I don't think you understand. Like, when I said fuck you, I was joking. Like, if I was saying it to your face,
yeah, you but you still don't joking. Say that.
Yeah, I was like, whatever. Like, I took offense. Like, you were fucking disrespectful to me. I don't right. fuck with that. Like, whatever. So he ends up being like, okay, can I buy you a drink to just say sorry?
Did you let him?
I'm like, yeah. I'm like, sure. We go to the bar.
Free drink.
We go to the bar. Keep in mind, he walks in between this, like, group of, like, these huge men. There's, like, five men, like, standing in, like, a circle around the bar, kind mm-hmm. of. And he just, like, walks in the center of them to order the drink. And they all are kind of just, like, looking at each other. And I'm just standing there, like, oh, God. He orders two nasty, like, red
shots. He didn't ask you what you wanted?
No. They were, like, nasty, red, wait fat shots.
If somebody wants to apologize by buying you a drink, they should at least be like, what's your favorite drink? Like, what could I get you?
Yeah, no, he got me this nasty fat red shot. It literally...
Oh, he wanted to just get you drunk.
I don't know, it was fucking disgusting, though.
And you did it?
Yeah, and then I just, like, walked away. I don't really remember. Like, it was just so weird. And then, cherry on top, I'm going to leave, and he's, like, standing by where I need to, like, walk through, so I just say bye to him. He goes, can I give you a kiss? I'm like... No, like, how many fucking hints do I need to give you that I'm not interested? Like, no, you can't. So, that was fun. And then I walked out of the bar.
She goes, so that was fun.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
And I walked out of the bar, and my 8th grade ex-boyfriend, who isn't really an ex-boyfriend, but I like to call him that, my 8th grade ex, his cousin is standing there and asks if he got down on one knee, if I would say yes. I was like,
all right, so literally... drunk boys. He was drunk too, obviously.
Yeah, I was like, no, bro. Anyway, so it was just a whole... There's more, but I'm not going to get into those details. But yeah, that was just the funny stuff. So weird. So weird.
Guys are strange. I don't know what to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Especially yeah. when they're drunk.
Super
But this
crazy.
Guy seems like he's a little off when he's sober, too. So.
It was just a lot. Like, I don't even
you
know.
You have some crazy, crazy things that happen to you with dudes. Like, I just can't.
I know. Literally, going out in my hometown, it's just always something happen. Like, some weird shit.
But you had fun. You can't. You were.
No, it was fun. Like, I got drunk. I was with Rachel and our guy friends, which is fun. And, yeah, it was a good time. Mm-hmm. But, like, just weird shit. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Right.
Also, Chicken may or may not have been there. And this girl that I went to high school with.
Oh.
Came up to me, and she'll probably hear this, or her friends, comes and whispers to me and asks if that's who I talked about on the podcast.
That's so funny.
And I was like, you listen to my podcast? And she was like, no, all my friends do. Like, I was like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed.
Yes, we did.
Everyone knows all my business. So just be airing it out.
Well, I mean, you do air it out. Like, what do you expect?
I know, how embarrassing.
Who cares?
I actually don't.
They're listening, right?
I mean, I guess. I don't really care, actually, at all. But it's pretty funny to me.
It is funny.
I was like, oh, him? I guess.
That's not nice. But whatever. I'm not going into that with you. So that was that 4th of July weekend?
No, that wasn't 4th of July. That was the week before.
I hate to look at a calendar, honestly, because I don't even know.
That was the week before. 4th of July was 2 days ago. Today's the 6th.
Yeah, you went out Friday the 30th. No,
I didn't.
Yeah, the weekend before you were in Arizona.
Oh, what the fuck? I have no concept of anything.
You went out Friday night the 30th. You came home Monday night with your friend. Yeah, it was just this past weekend.
This past week has felt like 2 weeks long, I swear.
Yeah, and then Rachel went to the beach for the weekend.
Yeah, so now I'm not, I think that I'm going to not go out for, like, this whole month.
The whole month of July, you're not going anywhere.
No, like, I'm going to go do, like, wholesome things with my friends, but I don't want to, like, go out.
Well, you said you're going to go to the beach.
Yeah, I'm going to the beach tomorrow, but, like, I just am, I don't want to go out and drink, like, this whole month. Like, one drink at dinner is fine, but I don't want to, like, get drunk this month.
So don't.
I'm in my fitness era, and I'm just not in the mood.
So then, you don't have to drink.
No, I'm not. I'm just not. I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there. We'll see if I succeed in that, but I have my cousin's wedding that I'm in on August 4th. The 4th, yeah. And I don't want to drink until then. Like, a lot. Like, I'm going to get drunk at her wedding for sure.
I was just having this conversation with, who was it? Was it with Nick? Drew, Dad, somebody saying, like, I just don't want to be drunk at Olivia's wedding. Like, I want to have a couple of drinks, but I want to fully just, like, embrace and remember and just dance and have a good time.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be, like, wasted.
No. I'm not going to black out. Like, yeah. I don't remember her wedding. But I definitely want to be, like, tipsy.
Yeah.
Like,
the whole time. For me, like, I need to be a little tipsy to dance because I fucking suck at dancing. I'll be like totally panicked.
I get like awkward.
Carly's wedding, I was so drunk and I was getting everybody on the dance floor. Like even Nick was sober and I was like, let's go, and I had the best time. Yeah. Jenna's wedding, I was a little too drunk because my dad had died the day before. So I was kind of like in just I had fun there too, but I think I actually was more drunk at Jenna's wedding, and I was very drunk at Carly's wedding.
I was fucked up at Carly's wedding, like bad. I was laying on her bathroom floor, but it was fun.
But yeah, we had a great time, but I just don't want to be like stupid. I want to like really enjoy the moment.
I don't think I'm ever stupid drunk. Like, I wouldn't get stupid drunk at a wedding, but like,
oh my god, I have been.
I definitely need to get drunk because, no, literally, if I'm like sober, I will get anxious to dance. Like, and I just won't. So I need something.
I'll get you on the dance floor. See, the one thing about me is, like, even when I'm, like, a little tipsy, if people around me aren't, I'll just drag you on the dance floor and make you dance.
I feel like I'm going to be, like, sipping champagne all day.
Probably.
I'm going to need, like, 2 glasses of champagne before walking down the aisle.
No. You don't want to be tipsy walking down the aisle.
2 glasses of champagne is not going to... It'll just make me, like...
Feel like, okay.
Like feel, like, light. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not...
Are you nervous?
Yes.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's not even about me. I'm like, I'm nervous. But like,
how do you think she feels?
Oh, I know. I'm going to be shitting myself on my wedding day. Oh,
I remember. Sick. So now Olivia that's getting married on August 4th, she was my flower girl when I got married. She was like, I think 4 years old when I got married. And I remember looking at her and saying, you have to steal the show. Like, you have to walk down the aisle and steal the show so everybody's still thinking and talking about you. So when I walk down the aisle, nobody stares at me. I was freaking out.
They all were staring at you for sure still.
But I just wanted her to steal the show.
Scary.
No. I hate when people's, like, all people's is looking at me.
Me too.
Like, you're all, like, you're the center of attention.
I'm going to be nervous sweating for sure. And I just get so anxious, like, when people look at me.
It's going to be so nice, though. I can't wait. Like, I'm really, really excited because the place she's getting married at, it's beautiful. And I've seen pictures, you know.
The first time that I was in a wedding was when I was, what was I, like 3 or 4 or 5?
Yeah, 3. You were little.
Yeah, I was really little. It was my Aunt Alana's wedding. I was
You were 3 because I just had Drew.
Yeah. I was a flower girl. And we were all, I think it was like we were walking into the party part of it. And I was told that I was going to be walking in with, like, the ring bearer.
He bailed,
He bailed because he was scared.
He got so nervous.
But everyone was telling me that he was walking out with me because they knew that I was too scared to walk out by myself. And so they call my name or whatever. And I literally have, like, a vivid memory of this because it, like, traumatized me, I think. But I, like, walked out and I realized I was alone. So I ran back through the doors. Like, I turned around.
Did somebody grab you?
I think that someone grabbed
me. Why do I feel like Bobby grabbed you, maybe, made you come back in?
Yeah.
He was like my helper for the day. Everybody thought he was your father. They were like, wow, you guys have a beautiful kid. I'm like,
but the whole time I was in love with him. Yes. When I was 3 years old, I was in love with, like, what was he, like 30?
What's your age difference now? I don't know.
Like, what a sicko 3 year old. Like,
what? No, it was kind of like crazy because you were like, it was like you knew him from another life.
No, I've always been the same. I'm just insane. It's literally nothing deeper than just me being crazy. Like, truly.
No, because I remember being, like, young and having crushes on my sister's friends.
Yeah, I've always been. Like a thing. I'm a crusher. Like, I always have, will form a crush. And that dates back, apparently, too.
Yeah.
When I was 3.
You're just who you are.
Yeah, it's just, it runs in my blood. I can't help it.
You're just like my mom. God.
You look so tired right now. Like, I'm concerned for you to drive home. Your left eye is like...
Yeah, I'm starting to get...
Like, you look drunk.
I have to work at 8 in the morning, so I have to go home.
You look drunk right now. You look high or something.
I'm not, but I'm tired.
I know.
It's going to be fine. What else?
Another update, but not in my life. In your life. You guys got another fucking cat.
Oh, God, guys.
This is number six. Number six. She is a crazy cat lady.
That was not on me.
I know, but you, it's
under your roof. Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? I didn't bring the cat home.
Tell them the story.
Okay, guys. It was Drew. It was last Friday night. Drew called me. He FaceTimed me nonetheless because he does not call. He does not text really. But he FaceTimed me and he said, Mom, you remember that cat I've been seeing? It's just Shrey. I think I'm going to bring him home.
Mm-hmm. And so Drew delivers for my dad's pizzeria and he's been delivering to the same house for like over a year. And he sees the same cat
outside the house
every single time.
Yeah.
And you're leaving out a very big
part. Yeah, and the owner of the house is always like, get this cat out of here, just take him. And like last time he kind of like kicked him to the side and Drew got pissed. So Drew FaceTimed me. It was like, this is the friendliest cat. I don't like the way this guy just did this. I'm putting him in my car. I'm just taking him.
Yep. So, and so yeah. The cat jumped into Drew's car.
Yeah. He was like, I'm escaping. Please take me.
Yeah. And he's so sweet.
I took him to the vet and he's neutered and he has a chip. So the chip is from a rescue place by our house. And I did try to find if there's an actual owner. There was a number. The chip is for the rescue place, not the people that, the people that.
He does not have owners,
I'm telling you. Yeah, he doesn't. So, anyway, he is this, first of all, he's over 1 year old. He's probably like 1.5, whatever. He's probably the same age as the rest of our cats.
Yeah.
He's so, so sweet.
So
like,
cute.
He's almost like a dog. He's like Boo. Like, he just wants to cuddle.
Yeah, he's a cuddly boy.
So he's really sweet. So, yeah, now I have 6 cats.
Six fucking cats.
But I did tell Drew, I'm like, Drew, stop.
No, it's actually
like, I'm
crazy.
Not kidding anymore. Like, this is it. Because if he keep, like, I can't just have like a million cats in my house. This is ridiculous.
We don't have like a huge house, so it's like really insane. Also, it's really funny because when I lived at home, I would always be like, we should get a cat. Always, no cats. Dad's allergic to cats. His allergy must have disappeared into thin air. Because now there's 6 cats.
Wait a second. And then Drew was like, we're just not going to tell anybody right away. Like, we're just going to keep him in Drew's room. Because when you introduce cats, you have to, like, keep them separate for a while. And then they'll, like, smell each other and one by one.
Right.
So the cat is in Drew's room. Since he went to the vet and got checked out and stuff, then we started to introduce him one by one. And everybody's pretty good except Theo. Theo's not being very nice, which is shocking because Theo's so sweet. But anyway, cats can be weird around each other.
Yeah, you just don't fuck with him, maybe.
I don't know what his problem is. But he's a very well-behaved cat. But I said to Drew, like, let's not say anything to anybody. So Dad comes home. Well, you were home, but you were out.
No,
so
I was there.
When Dad, the next morning, you were sleeping. And so anyway, Andrew doesn't really like Andrew. The manager, that's so weird. Drew doesn't really like lock his door all the time, but like that night, his friends slept over, but they were sleeping downstairs. And Drew came upstairs, slept in his room, and he locked the door because he didn't want Dad to come in and see that he brought home another cat. Mm-hmm. So Dad was like, why is Drew's door locked? And I was like, come here, I need to tell you something. You should have said, like,
he has a girl in there.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I was like, so Drew kind of did something last night. And then I told him, Dad loves cats.
Yeah, he did not care. My dad literally was laying on the ground, like, looking at the cat, like, he literally, like, yeah, he's loved like, him.
Come here, honey, do you want to be friends?
He did not care at all, and neither did Nick. You thought Nick was going to care the most. He did not care at all.
Well, because Nick yelled at me the weekend prior.
I mean, it's a lot of cats in one house, but I told you, tell Nick to move out.
No, so the weekend prior, my father-in-law found a sick kitten on his property. And this, he sent me a picture, and the cat really did look sick. And I said, I'm not home. I can't come. And he said, I'm going to... And then they ended up giving it a bath and cleaning it up. And the cat took off after.
Well, I said that I would have taken the cat and, like, nursed it to health.
But the thing is, when a cat is sick like that or looks sick, like, you don't want to bring him in the environment with your healthy cat. No,
I
know.
But I wanted to at least take the cat to the vet, whatever. But the cat got out. It ran away.
Yeah. Which... It had family back there, too. So, like, it went... I don't know if the cat's okay. I don't... Whatever. I can't... I can't take care of all of them. I would love to, but I cannot.
Yeah, but, yeah, Nick was pissed. But I was, like, just telling him... Well, he was like,
we don't need another cat. This is ridiculous. And then when Drew brought the cat home, I was like, how am I telling Nick? He already just yelled at me last weekend.
He got no right. He got no fucking right.
I mean, to be honest, I definitely am at my max.
Yeah, you for sure are at your max. If you get one more, I'm going to tell you you're insane. Seven? Oh my God, no. Six is like, that's a lot of cats. But like, all right. Seven is like, okay.
Also, I wasn't really telling anyone because I truly was trying to find... If he had an owner.
Yeah, I actually searched, like, on Facebook.
Me too. Like, me too. Yeah. I go on every day, and I went on missing pets for our area. I went on the organization's site. Like, I really tried. I actually drove up and down the street to see if there was any signs on any whatever. I looked everywhere.
I'm telling you, this cat does not have a
home. And then the vet called the home number that was on the microchip that the organization gave and left a message and no one's called them back. And he was like,
maybe their owner like died or something.
I don't know, but he's real cute and I'm not gonna like, you know, he's
no, he's not going we anywhere. Named him. So his name's Milo.
We named him. And when you name an animal, it's like no give back. Mm-hmm. He's Milo. Mine now.
Me and Drew named him.
He's cute. He's a little black cat, and he just is so sweet. And he has a
white patch right here on his chest. He's so cute.
If you stop petting him, he takes your hand and, like, grabs it back, and then, like, he needs your hand, and it's just the cutest thing ever.
I feel like cats are so misunderstood. Like, everyone always is like, oh, I'm scared of cats, whatever. Cats are the sweetest ever. Like,
yeah,
my cats love me like no other. They literally watch everything I do. They just want to cuddle me.
Yeah, mine too.
They like caress my face. They lay on me. They're just the sweetest little things. They'll literally cuddle me to sleep every night. Like, cats are so fucking sweet. I don't understand that.
Today, when I was working, I had a blanket over my legs, had shorts on, and I was cold, but we don't want to tell Dad that because I had the air conditioner really low in the house, but it felt so nice. Anyway, Leo was laying on the blanket, and then Mika came underneath like he thought it was a little tent. So I had two cats laying on. I told you what happened, what Leo did today. So I was on a phone call, it's like a Zoom. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, Leo, I feel him climbing up the chair, and he sat on my shoulder, and I'm looking at this patient with a cat on me, and I was like, I didn't know what to do.
Did they react?
I just looked at her and she started like smiling and I was like, oh my gosh.
Oh, that's sweet and cute. You
he wouldn't body. Get off and I didn't want to like panic.
Why would you panic? That's sweet. Like, what are you going to do, get fired for having a cat?
It was so fun. Like, of all cats though, Leo doesn't like usually do stuff like that.
Oh, that's sweet. I love cats.
They're so cute. Usually they like hide under your bed while I'm working. They sleep. Yeah. Or they go on your little poof thing.
Yeah, they're always in my room. Like, when I sleep over, oh my God, no. Ashy, whenever I sleep over, if I like go out in my hometown and I'm drunk, I literally steal this cat. Like, I literally, because she's the only one you can like pick up. So I like scoop her up.
You could pick up some of the other ones.
Yeah, but she like really like likes it. Like, she doesn't, she like likes to be held, I feel like.
This is my brother's cat.
Yeah, so I'll just scoop her up and I literally force her to sit in the bathroom with me while I take my makeup off because I can't do it alone, apparently.
She likes to watch.
And yeah, and she'll watch me take off my makeup, and then I make her sleep with me. I literally force her to sleep in my room. I shut the door. I'm like, you're staying in here.
Aww, and I make her cuddle she's me. She's so cute, though. Doesn't she just sit there and watch you?
Yeah.
With, like, this serious look on her face. Like, yeah. She's just so cute.
We were taking selfies the other night when I was drunk. Like,
You and Ashy?
Yeah. I love her. So, there's
yeah. Cats. Like, seriously, though, the way I've got all my cats, it's not like I went out looking for them.
No, yeah. You've, like,
the only one that I went out looking for and I rescued was Asher.
One. Yeah, the first
and
one.
Then and then it just kind of domino. You. Like, it just it happened.
You're
I feel like this last one adopted Drew.
Yeah. Chose him.
No, like they like grandma's cat. I feel like grandma's cat chose her.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. So sweet.
I mean, how am I supposed to say no?
No, you're not. I don't judge you for it.
I did try. Listen, for me it was like, what happens if the cat does have a home and they've really been trying to look for him? So I really was trying. Like, I'm not going to steal someone's cat by all means. Like, there could be a little kid crying somewhere, like, about their lost cat. But we've searched and nothing's coming up. So
he for sure was a...
I even went back. Like, I figured, like, if he was born a year ago around the same time, like, I even went back on the organization because they'll post pictures. Yeah. And I went back and back and back. And I'm like, how much more can I search?
Yeah.
I cannot find this cat anywhere. And I know the cat's previous name that the organization gave. I tried my hardest, but I think it was just meant to be, and I love him so much. And he's so cute.
Oh, man. So cute.
He is. You know what he does when he's really happy, like in purrs? He drools a little bit.
Yeah, you told me.
I love it. It's really so cute.
Okay, I think that's enough cat.
All right, sorry, guys.
We're so annoying. We're
like, crazy. Maybe a crazy cat person. I do have dogs too.
Yeah, we have dogs too. We're just crazy animal people.
Yeah,
but I feel like those are like all the updates we have. So sorry that we kind of suck. Like, I feel like this podcast is like always up on like a random day.
I know, but I'll be back next week and I'll come Sunday.
I know. It really stresses me out, and like I'm trying my best to get it out, but I literally edit 3 videos a week. And sometimes we just can't film it on time. Yeah. And like life is a lot. Like there's so much happening, especially now that it's summertime, and it's just like hard because there's 2 of us to like always have done like the correct day. So yeah, just don't hate us too much, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, also last week's episode, the video got like corrupted. So it was just audio. If you missed that, if you just watched the YouTube versions, go listen because that was a good episode. But yeah, we'll be back. I think that was enough for a little catch up from the past 2 weeks. I'm exhausted.
I am too. I need to drive home.
So I think that we're gonna
my eyes are burning.
Say goodnight.
Good night. I wish I could sleep here. Yeah. I gotta wake up so early.
Yeah, I have to wake up early too.
And I gotta go check on my 100 cats. Gotta go.
All right. Bye guys.
Bye.